What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or War Monkey 75.
today is part four of our movie marathon, baby. If you haven't seen the other three parts, go watch them first.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
If you want to know how this works, go watch those first. Today is our 20 through 11 movies. So we're getting close to the top 10. I think me and Caleb are gonna try and predict our top 10 once we get there, because I was gonna do the top 20, but then I realized that was hard as fuck. So just a recap of last episode. Caleb, number 30, Carrie; 29, Black Christmas; 28, His House; 27, ICU; 26, Doctor Sleep; 25, Scream; 24, Nightmare on Elm Street; 23, Run; 22, Alien; 21, The Conjuring. And then for me, at 30, I had the Poughkeepsie Tapes; 29, Insidious; 28, The Black Phone; 27, Five Nights at Freddy's; 26, The Babysitter 2; 25, Candyman; 24, The Visit; 23, Nightmare on Elm Street; 22, Psycho; 21, The Babadook. So let's start it off with Caleb's number
All right,
20.
my 20 with an 8.2, we got The Bride of Frankenstein. Absolute classic. It came out way back when. Like, what was it, 1933 or something like that? 1934? I think it was 34.
34, yeah.
But the story, super clever. The characters are great. I wish it was in color, but granted the time and the technology at the time, it wasn't color yet. But this movie's mostly known for how influential it is and how ahead of its time it was. Like the CGI for the little shrunken kingdom people was crazy. Like it looked so good. And Pretorius was a great character. Frankenstein, Mary, I believe her name is Mary. All great characters, and there's a lot of foreshadowing there that. And there's also some speculation that Pretorius had a big crush on Frankenstein throughout the movie, because there's some like hinting in the script, like some lines that Pretorius says. It's like one of them is like, "Oh, gin is my only weakness." Like, okay, why would he tell him that? Okay. But the acceptance from the blind man, the hermit in the woods, just looking for someone to be his friend, because, well, he's a hermit in the woods and he's by himself, but he can't see, and Frankenstein can't talk, so it was like this weird dynamic of they just like aren't judging each other, and that's a crazy moment. And obviously, no one's accepting Frankenstein because of the way he looks, he's so scary, and he also killed a little girl in the first movie, so happens. And then even when they create the Bride of Frankenstein, I think she has a name. Like canonically, it's like Lucille or something like that. But they basically do the same thing that they did when they created Frankenstein's monster, and they like use better technology and like a fresher body. And when she comes to be, she looks at Frankenstein's monster and she's like, "Ah! It's hideous." So there's that little story moment where it's like, even when you create life, slash reanimate something and you try and put them together, like you can't control them. Like they have their own free will of what their choices are too. So it's like, and then Frankenstein's monster having the knowledge to break down the place and try and end the cycle of reanimating the dead. Which there's actually two separate endings to this movie, where the bride, Frankenstein's monster, and Pretorius, which is the one we saw, they all die in the building, and Dr. Frankenstein and Mary make it out. The other ending is all of them die, so then it's like really the cycle ends forever because everyone who has the knowledge of it is dead. But I don't think Dr. Frankenstein plans on making life again, but there's my Bride of Frankenstein rant. I could probably talk about it longer, but that's why I rated it there. It's very limited by what they had in the 30s, but it's also got that classic movie feel to it. Like this movie's old. Like, whoa.
I mean, it is like 90 something years old, 91 years old. So maybe 89, I don't know. If you want to hear about mine was in the first video. No, I'm just kidding. Where did I? Oh, I'm looking at your list. Jesus Christ. Wow. It was actually in the last episode, so. No. The second episode.
I have a feeling I know what it is.
No, I'm talking about Bride of Frankenstein. If you want to
Oh, okay.
hear about what I have to say about it, it's in the second episode, so. Yeah. Okay. So, with the 7 out of 10, my 20th ranked movie is actually The Ritual. Netflix movie. I really enjoyed The Ritual. I thought for a Netflix original horror movie is actually good as fuck compared to the rest of them, 'cause they all suck usually. And like the monster, like the weird big ass deer man, just like knew exactly how to fuck with them constantly, and it was like damn, because like when it found them in that like cult house that they were sleeping in during the night, pretty much figured out all their deepest fears and haunted them for the rest of the fucking movie till they killed them. But the like my only like kind of downside is like there was definitely some like longer moments of the movie where they're just like walking, hiking, like bickering with each other. Obviously the guy with glasses is supposed to be the douchebag of the movie that pretty much blames the main character for the one guy dying at the beginning of the movie, which is the only reason they're out there in the first place. Is because the friend that died wanted to go hiking, so they did it in his honor. So, and then pretty much they all didn't like hiking, so they tried to find a shortcut, and then, yep.
Yeah, because the one guy like twisted his ankle or something, and they're like, "We gotta get back quicker."
You're like, oh, my fucking teeth, they're broken.
Oh, let's take a shortcut. Okay,
Yeah,
dude.
and then the one guy that knew what was like pretty much happening died, so they were all like fucking lost as shit. And the one guy was like, all right, since like he was talking to the main character, I don't remember any of their names, but he was like, all right, since like they were all arguing at that point, they were like, all right, if you want to just follow West, I can't remember if it was West, but if you want to follow
I think it was
West,
West.
like you should just be able to get out of here pretty much. And then he got like taken by the monster in the middle of the night, which like fucked up that entire plan. But when the main character was leaving, he followed West and he got out of the woods, so he was right. But don't know, I thought it was a pretty good movie overall. I watched it when it first came out, in whatever year it was, and I thought it was really good, so yeah.
Yeah, the Jotun is what it's called, is a race of giants who are often in conflict with the gods in Norse mythology. And yeah, just looking up pictures of it is like crazy. It's like a moose with like a bottom jaw that has no skin on it, and then like an upside down person, and their legs are like the antlers,
Yeah.
but they're also like reversed because they've got arms coming out like
Yeah.
this. Like, yeah, no, I think the monster was the best part. That thing was like crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything else. I already talked
You already
about
talked about it. 19th. This is
19.
8.2. The last one was 8.1. I recounted again. So it's 8.2.
This one I would also probably place higher if I could. It's the fly. I like kind of knew what was gonna happen coming into this movie. Like I knew it was some teleporter thing, and then you mix the DNA. Also, this is not the original fly. This is the one with Jeff Goldblum in it. I think it's the most popular one. I'm pretty sure there's an original The Fly from like 1922 that's in black and white. The Fly original.
Yeah, 1958.
Oh, yeah. 1922. What?
I don't know if they're the same story, but they look pretty similar.
Yeah. So we watched the one from 1986. Like I said, the one with Jeff Goldblum in it. And I had no idea he was in this movie until we started watching it, and I was like, huh, this is
Yeah.
funny.
He's in a couple 80s horror movies, which is kind of weird,
Huh.
but.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
But we got to see Brundlefly. That was nasty.
Yeah.
The greatest thing about this movie is the progression of Brundle, and like every time they go and visit him, like what has changed about
Yeah.
him. The transformation of his character from like this lonely nerd to this confident monster, it was crazy. And then when he like fully turned, he was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
It's like yeah, of course you don't. Let me see. I was actually extremely interested in what was happening to Seth throughout the entire movie. The script was also pretty funny sometimes, but very serious topics with an unsatisfying ending. And I'm a sucker for an unsatisfying ending. But yeah, and then there was the whole like have my fly children subplot thing,
Yeah.
which was also the serious topic bit, where it's like he already had the fly genes, but he wasn't really transforming yet. And then I just looked at her name. Veronica got pregnant, and then it was like, oh, like
Yeah.
what's gonna.
Icky baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then there's the like the maggot birth scene that was a
Yeah.
dream that was like, oh
Just
dude.
miserable,
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, jeez, ay,
Icky
icky.
baby scenes.
But no, everything this is definitely a, like a really good movie. Go watch it. Like I said, I really want to rank it higher, but it's also kind of like superhero-esque because of all the powers that Brundlefly gets. Like he can obviously like jump, and he's got like double strength now, and he can shoot his stomach contents out because that's how flies eat. They dissolve things and then
Yeah.
suck it up. But like I said, the transformation of Brundle Fly, like I was always so interested to see what
Yeah.
garbage was happening to him every time they went back and saw him.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I'll say about the Fly, but super interesting movie. I really liked it.
I'll talk more about it later on when I rank it. My 19th tied with 20 with a 7 out of 10. But I like this one more than The Ritual. I have Doctor Sleep. I fucking love Doctor Sleep. It was a lot of fun, honestly. It was, like you said, it was a lot, like, it was very satisfying to know what happened to Danny Torrance after many years, and Ewan McGregor was great in this movie. The knockback that it gets a lot is that it just turns into a weird superhero like mind battle at the end of the movie, which is like, I guess, yeah. Because it's not scary really at all, to be honest. Like, the worst part is when they like kill children and suck them. Which happens, just not the way you're thinking.
They eat their mist.
But like, all the characters I enjoyed, like, there wasn't a character I really didn't like. The runtime is crazy.
It is a
Like,
very long
almost a
movie.
3-hour movie is kind of crazy, but like, there wasn't really any stretch where I was like, this is boring. Like, I like enjoyed the entire thing for the most part. I think it ended up being our longest movie we watched.
I think so.
I wrote all the times down on our like stat sheet.
Yeah, I think there's a couple 2 hours, 2 hour movies in there, but this is only the only 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah, 152 minutes, so like, yeah, 2.5 hours. Yeah, no, definitely was our longest movie. Yeah, no, like I said, while Kale was talking about it, I really liked the little girl. I can't remember her name, but she was fun. A lot of people died that like I wish didn't, but like, adds to it, I guess. Like, the little girl's dad died, which is just like, that fucking sucks. So I guess she'll grow up like Danny without a dad now.
Oh, true.
The best friend died, which was just like, damn it. That sucked.
I kind of saw it
Yeah,
coming,
I'm
I
not, I
think.
wasn't surprised by it, but I was like, damn, that sucks. Going back to the Overlook was fun, and just that whole like Overlook ghost fuck at the end was awesome too. And then seeing Ewan McGregor walk around like Jack Torrance at the end was awesome too. Got possessed by his dad pretty much. A lot of fun callbacks. A lot of the actors that like were supposed to look like the old ones looked exactly like them pretty much, which was nice. If you're a big fan of The Shining, I recommend this movie. So just don't go into it thinking it's like a scary movie. It's really not. It's just like a sequel to The Shining pretty much. So yeah.
Yeah, and I could like maybe see them making another movie out of it. I mean, they've got
With
like
the girl.
if they wanted to continue. They wanted to continue with the girl, they could, but I don't know if they could call it a third Shining. They'd have to call it something else.
It'd definitely be like a side plot to that side of the movies.
'Cause at that point, it's not even about the hotel anymore.
I mean, Danny is her like chef now, like how the chef was to Danny, I guess. So yeah, but Dr. Sleep.
Doctor Sleep. All right. Next, with 8.3,
Yep.
I have Friday the 13th. I'm just a sucker for this movie because the whole time you think it's Jason and it's not. Just because Jason is popular and his mother isn't, Pamela Voorhees. It's like, here you are expecting this guy that drowned, whose face is all deformed and like this is unbeatable killer, and here it's just his mom going on a rampage.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. And the ending, whether it was a dream or if it actually happened, it's like, that's a little foggy, kind of annoying, but it kind of just sets up the rest of it. Jason kind of coming back and wreaking havoc on all the counselors and stuff. But it's just like a classic slasher. A lot of the kills were really creative, and like especially the placement of the bodies was really important, especially with like the Kevin Bacon arrow through the neck kill, and then the zoom out, and then the dead friend in the top bunk is like, hey. But yeah, Ralph was also in the movie. Superstitious guy.
Goofball.
Yeah. And then the one girl that just like dis never showed up in there, and like, oh, guess she's not
Yeah, that's
here.
so weird,
Yeah. But I think it really showed like its time period very well, especially with the costumes and the mostly just the costumes. But you just kind of get this like weird feeling throughout the entire movie. It's like, ooh.
I obviously ranked it a lot lower than Caleb did,
Yeah.
but obviously it's a classic movie. I'm not gonna diss that. I also have Nosferatu in my bottom 10, so it's like,
But classic slasher. Kind of, it's like the origin of the top three, one of the top three most popular slasher villains ever. So, yep, I'll leave it there.
All right. My number 18 with a 7.1 out of 10, I have Evil Dead Rise.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I really love this movie. It was so much fun. I obviously, like Caleb said, I saw it in the theater, so it added to my experience of watching it because it was a 4-row theater at our local mall theater, I guess. Whatever. It's not even a real like Marcus or like AMC. It's some knockoff theater. But it was the smallest theater in the whole building, but it was so goddamn loud because there was only 4 rows in it,
Yeah.
which added to it, I feel like. Obviously Evil Dead re not remake, but sequel, I guess, kinda. I mean, it has the same like book, all that shit. Fourth movie in the franchise. They obviously had to do something a little different because the other three were. I mean, I haven't seen Evil Dead 2, which everyone loves that movie, but didn't get a chance. But the first original one and like the remake in 2013 were at cabins. So seeing this one in like, I can't remember what city it's in. I can't remember if it's like San Francisco or something. I don't know. It was in a hotel, or not hotel, like an apartment building, so that was different. You like kind of grow on the family too. Like they're already going through it. They have to move. Their apartment building's getting like blown to shreds any second because it's just a shithole pretty much. And then like the sister of the mom comes back, she's pregnant, and then it all hits the fan.
Earthquake equals.
Earthquake equals sun looking for devious things underground equals the like fucking book opening.
Yeah, the Necronomicon.
The book opening up and just absolutely fucking destroying the family, pretty much. The mom was just batshit crazy. I feel like the actor did really good as like that just horrendous character.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the actor's really good. I didn't recognize any of them, so they seemed pretty new to me at least, which was cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Like maybe the sister did something
Maybe.
before, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I just overall really liked it. It was a fun take on Evil Dead. Like, and there's a lot of blood.
There's a lot of blood.
A lot of crazy, like, not like John Wick fight scenes, but like fighting each other, like trying not to get like scratched by like the evil people. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I recommend it for sure.
All right. Let me just find my doc. All right, with 8.3
Four.
4. I've got nope. And this is what I said right after it. I really like the incalculable.
Bro's using big words
Yeah.
for some reason.
Shape of the alien and the fact that it was the whole UFO. The happy ending is all right. If they left it up, if they left it unsas, Christ, whatever. yeah, happy ending. But it's like it's kind of weird at the start when it like rains random things and it like kills the dad and the horse gets stabbed with something. It's like, okay, it's raining garbage now.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. and then yeah, the dad dies, so the whole responsibility of like the horses falls onto him and his sister. And then the movie set thing kind of dragged, but it was like good for character development. Like he like clearly didn't really know what he was doing. He was just there to take care of the horses, but he wasn't the social one, but
No,
he's
yeah.
better with horses than his sister, but his sister can like talk to anyone. It was really weird. The monkey subplot was kind
Yeah.
of hard to understand for a little bit until it clicked for me, where it was like, and I mentioned this when you talked about it. Basically there was a show and there was like this monkey actor that was also on the show, but monkeys are animals, so the monkey just was like fed up, went crazy and killed everyone except for this little kid, and they meet that kid, and it was showing basically like you can do as much as you want to tame animals, but they'll always have their own free will, which relates to the UFO alien, and like they can do what they want to try and control it, but no matter what, it's just gonna do whatever it wants. Yeah, the whole horse fake thing with the streamer line attached to it was like, oh,
Yeah.
so it just eats horses. Okay. That was goofy. But the journey to get the perfect shot guy there, and I was never really like bored in this movie. It was always like, oh gosh, what's gonna happen next?
Yeah.
And then when it turned from the UFO into the big parachute triangle,
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
I give it major props for that. To create like t to have someone think about the th that and like
Yeah,
create it
yeah.
is crazy, and like just not even being able to wrap your mind around like the shape of it and how it works, and it's like eyeball, like clearly it was an eyeball, but it just kept on like popping out and making different colors. It's like,
It can only see you when you look at it too. That
yeah.
which is like mostly why it gets horses, because horses are just like,
Yeah. Reminds me a lot of Maple if you move.
Yeah,
Just like
no,
seeing.
I like the intro because obviously you're like, why the fuck is it raining garbage? But then you
Yeah.
really think about it, it's like, so that thing's been around for a while, because it's just it after it eats the people, it drops all their belongings in random spots.
Yeah.
So it was there for a while. So at moments I found the sister to be very frustrating
Oh,
to
yeah.
listen to, but she's a great actor. I like everyone in this movie were
Oh, yeah.
great. Like they all did their role really good. But she was definitely annoying at points, which was just like, okay.
Yeah. But no, major props for creating the alien. Like, that thing was insane.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it like couldn't change into anything, it just like,
It
it's like,
opened
oh
up and it
my
was just
God.
bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this movie needed a happy ending, because I feel like if the fucking things ate him, I would just been like
Yeah.
bottom 10 for sure. Like, it would
Yeah.
just been annoying as fuck, honestly. Because I had no attachment to that alien thing. It was cool, but obviously I cared more about the characters and like that, unlike other horror icons where it's like Freddy, like it's not like I'm rooting for Freddy, but like if Freddy kills everyone, I don't fucking care,
Yeah.
because Freddy lives on and continues to be fun. So, but yeah,
Yeah, that was nope for me.
it's a very tough movie to rank for me. That's why I ranked it like not low, but I think it was in like. Ranked at 36, so yeah, it was kind of low, but I don't know. It was just a tough one to rank, honestly, for me. There's a lot of subplots that, like, obviously they mattered by the end, but it was kind of
Yeah.
like, okay, just keep going. Like, I
Yeah.
want to know more about what's going on, actually, but yeah. All right. My other 7.1 out of 10 movie, tied with Evil Dead, but I put this one a little bit higher. At 17th, I have The Reanimator. I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a very interesting concept, obviously. This fucking dweeb figuring out how to.
I'm glad that you enjoyed Reanimator.
This dweeb figuring out how to, like, reanimate things.
Yeah.
And
From
then,
Switzerland.
yeah, you kind of like fucking hate him for a while there, but
Yeah.
it's like, all right, this guy's up to something devious. And
Yeah.
then, like, the roommate gets pulled into it. And then they, like, just to speed things up, they, like, go into a hospital with a ton of dead people. And they, like, wake up this big dude, and, like, he goes fucking nuts.
Yeah.
The reason why, personally, and I'm not like touchy about things, but the reason why it didn't get higher for me was the weird fucking head sex thing,
Yeah.
which was just like, what the fuck? It
Yeah.
was like, and like, I could see where people like just like completely fucking hate the movie because of that, because it's just like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it obviously made me hate the headless guy more, which is like probably the reason they did it, because
Yeah.
he was just a fucking sicko that figured out after he died, he was like, oh, I can still do shit without my head and stuff like
Yeah.
that. But overall, it was a fun movie, fun concept. I enjoyed it. I don't really have much else to say about it, but
I'll say
yeah,
boring.
you haven't said it yet, so I'll let you cook with that one.
Okay. Next. With 8.4, 8.5?
8.5.
Okay. I've got Saw. I think, and I've only ever seen the first Saw. So,
I have all of them on DVD.
Yep.
I've seen every single one of them. So I went, that's why me and my girlfriend saw X in the theater because we watched all of them, binged all of them.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out. Here it is. I said Saw is really good. The story is great. Characters could be better, but all the twists are crazy good.
Okay, Reddit dude.
Yeah. Especially the part where it was like, oh yeah, this guy actually knows you. Like the two trapped in the room, and he's like, who are you? And he's like, actually, you've known me this whole time. It's like, ooh. Ooh. But it's our first exposure to people getting put in these awful situations where they have to do terrible things to get out of it. Like dig in the poopy toilet. Like seeing how far people would go to not die, pretty much, and what they had to sacrifice to do it. Like he started trying to saw off his leg, and then he found the key after, and it was like, ooh, yeah, sucks to be you, bucko. Like, oh, but this movie's like a lot of waiting because, I mean, put yourself in the situation, like, shoot, oh, shucks, I'm trapped.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, but obviously, it launched this whole series of very popular movies and Jigsaw and Billy the
Puppet.
puppet
Billy the
clown.
goat.
Yeah.
How do you like the ending? I want to know your opinion on the ending. When
So
John Kramer got up from the middle of the room after laying there the entire time.
yeah, that's crazy 'cause he
Yeah.
was just in there the whole time. He was alive. They never like really checked to see if he wasn't, and like, yes, I'm kind of rooting for him for that. I don't know who he got to watch it and be fake guy, and the whole like subplot of when the first time he hunted him, like that one ex-police guy detective. With the scar on the throat, because obviously the last time he hunted him down, he got his throat slashed, but he survived and he came back and then he took a huge L.
Yeah,
But,
because he was fucking mentally unstable after that shit. Which, fair enough, but.
but the whole like, I've got your wife and kid, it's like, okay, yeah, so those are the stakes. Here's the terrible situation. They need to get out for them to survive, but also you're a terrible person.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in these are terrible people.
Yeah,
There's a reason they're there.
which is like this is justifiable mostly.
Yes. It's in the later movies when John Kramer's like, "All right, you skipped work because you faked sickness, you bitch." Pretty sure that actually happened in one of
Oh
them.
God, okay.
We'll have to watch all of them. Maybe we can
Yeah.
do a Saw ranking since there's
Okay.
10 of them now.
We could do that with like all of the major horror franchises like Jason and
Yeah,
Michael
then
and Freddy.
it'll hold us over until next
Yeah,
Halloween.
until the next 50 horror movies. But no, the ending is like, oh, but it's so good. Even though it's not like it's not happy. It's just like, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, no, the ending's insane. He just gets up and pulls all this makeup off. It's like.
Yeah, 'cause you think the fucking guy, like, with the mom and the daughter is the bad guy, but he also just was in his own Saw trap where he had to hold them, like, kidnap them, and then get the two people in the room to kill themselves pretty much before the timer was up. So.
Yeah, it's like. I don't know if they like even checked to see if he was alive or not. They were
They
just
probably just
like,
thought he was dead. I mean, he looked dead, so.
yeah.
I don't
But no, Saw's really good.
I have a lot to say about Saw, but not right now. My number 16, another classic horror movie. It's a 7.4 out of 10. I have Alien. It was my first time watching Alien. I've obviously seen all the, like, the funny alien guy jumping on people, funny clips,
Xenomorph goofy.
xenomorph goofy moments.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine. Like, obviously, it's ranked at 16th because I liked it. I enjoyed it for the most part. I just feel like it really stretched for sometimes. Like, it was like,
It's like
goddamn.
all the alarms in the spaceship going off. Ay-yay-yay.
It's like, holy fuck, just get like took so long for like the alien to actually like start being devious as fuck,
Yeah.
which is like fine, like, but my and like this is no offense to Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott's a goated director. He has directed so many good movies, but like goddamn, I felt no emotion for half the people there. Like, Ripley was the only one I cared about.
Yep.
And I feel like when you like set up the alien coming for so long, you could at least make some connections with these characters, but they just fucking wah 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 wah, like just argued with each other the entire time.
That was my big gripe. The
Yeah.
characters were bad.
Yeah. And like you find out the guy's a robot, and it's like that makes sense because he fucking let those guys in after the alien touched him, which obviously is a government ploy to get the alien back to Earth somehow. Because obviously, if he was a real person, he would go, oh, probably shouldn't open it. So none of us got killed from this thing. But of course, there he is opening the door and disrespecting Ripley's. Like, all right, you can't come in, pretty much. I mean, like, a lot of people give this like a 5 out of 5, like 10 out of 10, which is like fine. I don't have any issue with that. But like,
How'd that
I don't have an issue with people ranking it that high. I feel like it's like a really well shot movie for its time. Obviously, it's like a literal spaceship
And the
in
planet.
space. Yeah.
Crazy.
But characters could have been better. The xenomorph was cool, obviously. I like the
Yeah.
xenomorph,
Yeah,
this
in the
Ripley ship
wall.
at the end.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Because it was like, oh, this is really weird that it's dragging like her just like going home and then found him. And it was like,
Yep.
oh, okay. And which I hate saying this, but by the time that happened, I really didn't care anymore. I just wanted the movie to be over. Because I was like, all these other fucking people are dead. Ripley's and the cat is the only one left.
Yep. Obviously, she's gonna
Yeah,
live
she's gonna
because of
live.
aliens. We know
The
there's a
other
second
ones.
one.
I mean, back in the day, it was probably like fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
So I want to give Alien its props. It just wasn't my cup of tea, I don't think. So yeah.
Yeah, and like the fact that it grew up so quickly, it's got like
That too. That was fucking weird because it was like a little shit running around, and then fucking 7 foot demon comes out.
and then yeah, I mean it all kind of ties back to the robot guy being like it's the perfect life form because it's got like
No weaknesses, pretty
yeah,
much.
it's like
Yeah.
extremely quick. It's got like basically bulletproof skin. It's like weakness is fire because of course it is.
Yeah.
And it's got double mouth for some reason. And obviously there's that one like extremely iconic stomach bursting scene where
Yeah.
it like
Yeah.
that's the big alien scene right there because ay, that's gross.
The part actually had me like wasn't scared, but I was laughing.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my god, I feel so much better. And then they were like yapping and eating. He was like,
Yeah. And then this little guy pops out and he's like
yes. Yeah. And they're all like, and it
Yeah.
runs, and they're all like,
Yeah.
none of them fucking do anything about it. They're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And then they launched his body into outer space.
This like raw meat looking thing and
Yeah.
like they all like scared each other. I'm just trying to get birth, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I watch Alien for a second time, like if we watch it next year, I think I could rank it higher. It
Yeah.
was just like, Because now I know what to expect, and like I could probably appreciate it more.
It's less boring.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. You're gonna be proud of me for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next with an 8.6. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Poughkeepsie? Poughkeepsie?
Pogebsky tapes.
Poughkeepsie? I've got the Poughkeepsie.
Let's fucking
I've got the
go.
P tapes.
Yeah, the P tapes.
I was gonna say I really liked it, and this is what I wrote after it.
This is such a pog moment for me.
I really like the documentary style
Yeah.
movies. The one thing that annoyed me was the bad quality of the video cameras, but it was understandable because it was like these old VHS tapes, which like added to the movie, but it was still like,
Yeah.
argh. But yeah, I mean, it's a big thing that when you think about a movie, I just go back to the part where they find her in the coffin and her. Like obviously she's got the skin mask on, and like it's not her, she's wearing a shell, and like that's all I think about when I see this movie is like that reveal, and I was like,
Super disturbing.
oh
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's super fucking disturbing. And then her interview afterwards is just like the
It's
worst.
so eerie, and
I
she's
loved
like,
him.
I
He loved
loved
me.
him. Oh, it's
He's
like,
coming for me. I
yeah.
know it. And then she fucking took her own life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big Stockholm syndrome thing, which is like when someone has kidnapped you and then they abuse them to the point where they feel like they need them to survive. And it's like, that's a shitty thing, obviously. Like,
Yeah.
that sucks so bad.
I mean, she was gone for a long time,
She
so
was.
yeah. She witnessed so many murders, but like was okay with it because
Because that's what she felt like she needed, and that's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
And the just like the sheer amount of VHS tapes they found, and then they were like, oh, this one, these are the ones that are about her.
Yeah, 80% of these are
It's
Cheryl
like,
Dempsey.
oh, it's like half a football field of VHS tapes, just like 50 yards, like two lines. It's like, Christ,
Yeah.
oh my, the sheer amount of shenanigans that happened.
There's like three clips that really stuck with me. Is the one where they found her in the interview.
Yeah.
The one where she's fucking like hog-tied behind her back on the table
Yeah.
and he's like, "Call me master." And she's like,
Yeah.
"No."
Like right after she got
And
abducted.
yeah, and then there's the clip of the girl and it's on her face and he fucking walks in on his fucking back legs, but like the mask is like on the top of his head, so it looks like he's crawling, and then he fucking stands up and goes yeah.
Yeah.
There's some pretty miserable like death scenes. Miserable being like that's fucked.
Yeah. This is quite the horror movie. It's like a bit of a different spin with the documentary style, but I think it's a great documentary. What's it called? Like a fake humanity
Mockumentary.
mockumentary. Yeah, definitely very disturbing though. Just like you watch it, you're like, this is just awful for like this. Oh God, like, and it's
Yeah.
so realistic that it's like, it's just so. Yeah, I highly recommend if you can stomach it. It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you're
I
proud.
am
I
proud
hope you're
because
happy.
I ranked it at 30, so you ranked it like 15 higher than
I
me.
know. It was also my first time watching it.
It definitely loses its charm after like four watches. I've seen it a couple times
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But like it's still like goddamn. Yeah. The like initial watch of Cheryl Dempsey just getting uncovered in a like casket in the home is just like God, that's
Yeah,
fucked.
like, it's mostly 'cause like the face mask isn't like 100% attached to her face too, so you can tell there's like someone underneath. It's like,
Yeah, and like gonna see how strained her neck is at that point. It's just
Yeah.
like her neck size is just like this can at this point. Like it's yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah.
All right, my number 15 with a 7.5 out of 10, I have The Conjuring. I've seen this movie upwards of 10 times. It's such a classic
It is
top 2010s movie.
Patrick.
Patrick Wilson,
Classic.
Ed Warren moment,
Yep.
so good. I found myself on like this millionth time of watching this movie, like not really connecting with the family like as much as I used to, which is like weird, but I don't know. I don't know what that had to do with it. I love Ed and Lorraine Warren's characters though. Obviously they're real people too, which
Yeah.
helps, but like they're just such a power couple
They are.
in horror. Like they're just so good. And like seeing how much they care about each other was like actually nice because they like actually showed emotion. It's like
Yeah.
Ed Warren's like you're not doing this because the last time like you couldn't get out of your room for a week and she's like now I'm doing it like.
Yeah, they had really good character chemistry. It wasn't like, oh, these two, they're here and also lovers. It's like these
Yeah.
two are lovers and they are
Yeah,
here.
and the actors obviously are great
Yeah.
too. Yeah, I mean it's The Conjuring. I don't really have much to say about
I feel
it.
like most people have seen The
Yeah,
Conjuring.
if you
It's
haven't already, obviously watch it. It's like
Yeah.
this movie made a whole universe out of it pretty much from
Yeah.
how successful it is, and I've even heard the second one's better than the first one, and I haven't seen the second one.
I haven't either.
So maybe we'll watch that next year or something.
Yeah.
Because if we watch the first ones, then next year it opens up watching the sequels to them for and ranking those ones. So yeah, Conjuring.
The Conjuring. 8.7?
Yes.
With an 8.7 out of 10. And this one is like kind of a goofy horror movie. It's not in the fact that it's scary, but it's like trying to wrap your mind around this is like, is American Psycho. This is my first time watching American Psycho, which is crazy because there's also a musical based off of it.
Yeah, he's a big musical guy.
I'm a big
This is
musical
my
guy.
first time watching this too, but I'm not. Well, I enjoy musicals, but I'm not in them, so
Yeah.
yeah.
I said based off of Patrick Bateman alone, his character is absolutely crazy and great. I really liked how the movie was written. The rich fixations and the ending is definitely strange. I was trying to remember the ending off the top of my head.
Well, see, fucking, like, confessed the murder over, like, the phone,
That's right.
like, in a
Yeah.
voicemail, and then he, like, went to his lawyer or whatever the next day, and they, like, had no fucking clue what he was talking about, because he was, like, miserable.
Oh
He was
yeah.
like, I'm so sorry, and he's like, what, Patrick? Like, we're just at a party, like, enjoying ourselves, like, why are you freaking out, dude? And it's like, what?
Yeah, I think
The ending really mind-fucked me, honestly.
I don't remember if I think I looked it up and it was like how much people like don't really care and how much money is like
Oh yes, rich people don't
it was a
care.
money
Yeah,
thing
that makes sense.
where they're just so blind because they live this lifestyle.
Luscious life and they
Yeah.
just like eh.
Yeah, they could care less
That makes
about
sense.
Patrick Bateman. But no, his character is utterly insane. It's like I kill people.
I love Patrick Bateman, man.
Yeah,
He's so good.
it's such a great character
Christian
and
Bale is the goat.
yeah, Christian Bale. And obviously there's the meme, the Chad face that came out of it,
Yeah.
as of recent. But no, like he's just like he has orgies and then he kills him. It's like God,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. And like the girls start catching on.
Yeah.
But they still do it.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it. Because he's a millionaire, so.
Yeah, but anyone he tells won't care because they're all like richer than him. It's like, oh, whatever. But just like the scene where he like cleans up the bodies and stuff, it's you can see how like familiar he is with doing it too. So it's like he's done this so many times before, and it won't be his last time because he's honestly, it's like a cry for help too. He's like, I can't stop doing this,
He just
but
wants to be caught so
he
bad.
dies. But he
He's
just,
turning into a miserable person and he
yeah.
realizes it, but he keeps doing it.
Yeah, so American Psycho, definitely recommend. It's pretty misogynistic
Oh, yeah,
though.
no,
Like that's kind of one of the main points of it.
but like he said, it's the point of the movie. It's to show how misogynistic men can get, so you can't really hate the movie for it though, because they're openly like trying to prove it at the same time, like they're showing toxic masculinity in it. So big rent payer sigh. With a 7.7 out of 10, my 14th movie is Creep. I wish I could rank it higher. It's just tough. Creep is such a good movie, man. Two people, one camera. That's all you need. Okay, dude.
Yeah, all right, my turn.
Peach Fuzz might be more iconic with us just because it's funny as fuck.
Yeah, we had a technical difficulty a second ago. We've got this video of Bryce from like 3 or 4 years ago, from like 2 a.m. of going, "Hello, my name is Peach Fuzz," and then doing this crazy Peach Fuzz dance.
It's so good. But yeah, no, Creep's so good. The main Creep is just so fucking good. Like, he's such a good actor. And like, it's just like you're just sitting there and you're like, this is so fucked. Like, we can't do anything about it. Like, you're just watching it all unfold pretty much. And the guy that's like videotaping obviously just wanted money, so you like really don't care that it's happening to him at the same time. And then he like escapes, and then he like starts getting shit in the mail, and like the cops are like, eh, like you're
Yeah,
probably
can't
just,
really do anything
yeah,
about
you're
it. There's no proof.
no proof that that's anything happening. And they meet up at the park, and
Yeah, that's
then
a frustrating scene. He's like,
yeah.
turn around, bro.
And you just like watch him slowly axe him in the back of the fucking dome.
There are some theories that were like, he didn't want to turn around. He just wanted to die. Where it's like, I can see that.
I could see that too, but I hope that's the way reason, because like he'd be pretty dumb not to hear that.
Yeah, I
Unless
mean, there
he's,
was that chainsaw going off.
oh yeah, like okay, yeah. Anyways, Creep's really fucking good. I recommend it.
I have a rant about Creep whenever it comes up for me. All right, with a 8.8, I've got, and I would rank this higher. Got The Thing. Definitely a movie of its time, I believe, 1982.
'82 or '84, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Let's see. Crazy. First, you're in like,
'82, yeah, you were right.
the Arctic, which not a fun situation to be. They're just there, doing their Arctic base things. And so obviously it's super cold, which like isn't a huge plot point, but it also means that they can't just like get up and leave because they'll freeze and they'll run out of food and they're secluded. Then strange, like, I believe it was a Russian helicopter comes, they die, but it like wakes up this ancient thing. It's like, They didn't know that at the time. And then all of a sudden it starts like infecting everyone. Like the thing starts infecting
Yeah.
everyone.
Well, that's why they were trying to chase the dog, because it was in the dog. And then they thought they were just shooting at one of their dogs, so they fucking took down them, obviously. Like, so, yeah.
Let's see. I wanna find like what I originally wrote. Some things I didn't even like really write anything down for, just because I know the movie so well. Yeah, like this one. The special effects and story shoot this movie so high. That's all I said, because like there's so many scenes from this movie that I remember. Like whenever the thing infects anything and like just kind of like becomes this massive flesh monster, is like, one, for the 80s, that's crazy. Especially the dog part. I know that's the main thing about this movie, is like absorbing all the dogs and becoming this like weird flesh pile of mouths and fur
Yeah,
and
that was crazy.
tendrils. And then it's kind of like an Among Us moment, where it's like there's an imposter among us,
Yeah.
but since it can pretty much copy people all the way down to like almost their blood, where they have to draw blood from people and then like put it under a microscope and touch it with like a hot needle, and that's like the only way they know how to tell who's who.
Yeah.
And since that takes so long, the thing can just infect everyone. And then there's like the spider head scene where they like burn most of it, and then the guy's head pops off
Yep.
and crawls around like a spider. Also a super iconic horror scene. Like
Yeah.
that's a very famous scene. Very goofy, but it's also like the lengths they went in this movie to make this thing crazy is like,
Yeah, because the thing is not just one thing. It turns into like a ton of different
Yeah.
disgusting things,
Yeah,
so.
it is the thing,
Yeah.
so. But another like classic, oh, fire beat it movie.
Yeah.
The fire is a lot of things' weaknesses, which is, it's all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing.
My 13th with a 7.9 out of 10, I have Us by Jordan Peele. Us is, it's crazy, honestly.
It
Like,
is crazy.
just like the whole underground doppelganger, like,
Doppelganger society.
yeah. Okay. Welcome to Doppelganger Society. Fuck
Yeah.
off. And like the two girls getting swapped is just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Such a good concept, honestly. And like the whole, like, she ran like them coming out because she saw a commercial of like the people holding hands and like unity or whatever on the TV, and they're like, we gotta do this and kill our doppelgangers in the front and at the
Yeah.
top. The family was all right. Nothing, like, didn't really connect too much with them. The mom obviously bugging out over going back to the beach because she knew exactly what she did,
Yeah.
like, and didn't want to like get anywhere near that society again after leaving it in the first place.
Yeah.
Which ultimately they were coming anyways, so
Yeah.
the whole, like, just thinking about this ever happening is just fucking like terrifying too, 'cause it's like, that's miserable. And like them just standing like at the front of their driveway, and the dad's like, all right, I'm gonna call the police, and then they all just disperse around the house. It's like, oh fuck, well, you're
Yeah.
fucked now.
Yep.
But yeah, No. And like the characters are like the doppelgangers are like so similar. Like the kid figured out how to beat the kid because they're so similar. Like pretty much when the mask is on, the other kid like mirrored him. So he just walked himself into the fire. And then the little girl was a track star, so they're like chasing each other. The only part that kind of dragged for me was like the fight underground. Like I
It did.
appreciated them exploring the doppelganger underground part, just because it's like it looked like the back rooms pretty much. It was like an escalator and then more steps and more steps, and then it was like a weird high school like hallway with classrooms and stuff and like bunk beds. Which would have sucked to live there, honestly, because they're all just walking around like, like they're all zombie people just like bumping into each other and shit. But no, us is a I think us is so highly ranked for me just because of the concept. It was such a good concept. Like doppelgangers in general is just like a scary subject because and we don't really know much about it.
I feel like the gold scissors was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Like they all just have this gold pair of scissors, or it's like,
Don't remember the connection of that, but obviously they all wore the same jumpsuit and scissors and
Think it was like trying to cut the tie with the person
oh
you were doppelganging, something like that.
yeah, that makes sense. The like stereotypical white family like getting clapped was kind of funny. So they're just like the husband was like, "Fuck off, Janice." Like I don't know her name, but like the wife's, he's
It's like
just
I'm
like,
drinking.
"Yeah, I'm drinking. I'm trying to have fun." And then they all just get clapped instantly, pretty much. The boat coming back was funny, just because the dad's like, "I bought a boat," and everyone's like, "It looks like shit," and he's like, "I bought a boat." And then they escaped with the boat. I don't know. Yeah, no. I'm excited for more Jordan Peele horror movies
Me
because they're
too.
all very interesting concepts. So, a guy that like did a comedy show for so long just has like has all these horror movie ideas in the back of his head. But, yep, us.
This one. You ranked pretty low. We've got with an 8.8,
8.9,
8.9.
and your last one will be a 9.
We've got Malignant.
I didn't rank it that low. It was like number 31 or something like that. It was just hard to rank Malignant. I'm curious to see what you have to say about it, though.
The only thing I really disliked is how similar the characters looked, so we like couldn't
It was
tell.
so hard.
Brown hair bangs.
I'll rant about it real quick just to get my like point over because I already obviously talked about Malignant, but when the evil twin stole like the birth mom, which we found out was the birth mom, the main character in the birth mom looked so fucking similar that we didn't know who was trapped. Like literally like brunette blonde bangs, like every girl in this movie, pretty much.
Except for the
So,
sister. We always knew who the sister was,
yeah.
but those two we like couldn't tell if it was the doctor from the beginning, where eventually Gabriel goes and kills the doctor. So it's like, oh,
We
okay.
thought it was the doctor, but then Gabriel killed the doctor in their house. So we're like, okay, so it's not hers. Anyways, I'll shut up. I'll let you talk about it now.
But yeah, that like I mentioned when you talked about it, that crazy like, why do you like keep messing up having my children? Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
Like, this is gonna be crazy. And there's the whole mystery of like, how does she always remember these crimes, but she's not there? And because she is there. I really liked the idea of Gabriel, and that whole thing was like mega originality points for me. I mean, it's a little Jekyll and Hyde because it's like having the good half of you and the evil half of you, and the evil can like take control whenever. But Gabriel didn't get waken up until she got slammed in the back of the head, which is like that scene was also like really uncomfortable, like the abusive scene. And she's like, "Get out," and he was like, "Oh, but I'm so sorry." It's like, shut up,
Yeah,
dude.
it's like,
Like,
honestly, fuck
you
off.
make me so
When he
angry.
died, me and Kittle were like, deserved.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
Because he got fucking destroyed by
Yeah,
Gabriel.
it's like deserved. But the Gabriel backstory of when he was like actually like chilling and he had arms and everything, and they like tried to cut him out, and it was like I felt kind of bad because he was just trying to live his life.
Yeah. He was also like always evil though. Like
Yeah.
he was always kind of like fucking kill them. Kill
Yeah.
him.
Just like the voice in the back of your head telling you to do things. So yeah, they tried to cut him off. They did mostly, and then they like couldn't take the rest of her head off. So they kind of just packed him back up and
Yeah.
sent them away.
Said, you're gonna be in here now.
But whenever like we would see Gabriel's face, it was like like,
Ugh.
hey, yay, this little bloody little teethy mess you got in the back of your head.
Yeah, also, before we knew Gabriel was a part of the main character, fucking Gabriel obviously like was just the back of her. So her arms would be like this way and her knees would be the opposite way. So when he'd run, they'd just like kind of fly around. It was
It's
like, what the fuck is this fire? Like,
like,
he's gonna be the most disgusting person when he gets revealed.
yeah,
And turns out it's literally her
just
backwards.
backwards. And the I really digged the John Wick Gabriel
Was
rampage.
fucking
Like, this is
awesome.
awesome. Him just going insane, but it's just a backwards person, so he moves all crooked
Yeah, 'cause they
and
all started beating her up, which obviously literally brought him out of her skull, 'cause she got hit, and then, yep.
Then the rest was history.
Yeah.
But the whole like Gabriel feeding off of the babies thing was like that whole concept was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's no. Yeah, James Wan popped off on this
Yeah,
one.
this I just the story was so good. It was just a little confusing at points, and that's why it wasn't higher.
I think Malignant would be higher for me on the second watch just because
Was
we're
gonna say
expecting it and it's
that
like, okay, I'm excited for this now. Like,
my next point was I think it's gonna be better on the
yeah.
rewatch, just because you know, and it all makes
You
sense.
understand what characters what. And yeah, because that part was actually kind of frustrating for me just because it was like so similar. And it's like not knocking any like the person or like how they look. It's just like they just looked so similar. Like I just, which makes sense now because they're like actual mother and daughter.
It
So
was just a little frustrating at the time, but definitely a banger with a crazy concept. So, Malignant.
Right, with my 12 and 11 are tied, and that's my last note. My second to last tie. But my number 12 with an 8 point or an 8 out of 10, I don't know. I almost said 8.10. An 8 out of 10 is The Fly.
Brundlefly.
I really fucking enjoyed The Fly. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to. Because, like, we rolled it, we, like, both hadn't seen it, and we're like, this is obviously classic horror, but like, how is it gonna be scary? You're like, what is it gonna do that's interesting? Because if it was a guy turning into a fly and killing people, it'd just be like, that's fucking stupid. But the progression of him turning into a fly was so good. Just how fucking disgusting he got over time. His absolute sex drive was insane. Bro was just fucking on the daily, truly. And like at first, like you really don't like the girl because she's like clearly using him for a story. And then you find out like she had an awful relationship with like her boss. I was like
Also using her.
using her for stories. And then you kind of obviously rooted for her by the end because you're like, ah, fuck that guy. Like, and then they ended up like getting romantic. And yeah, and then he's like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Like my teleporter, I'm just fucking doing it. And then a little baby back bitch fly flies in there with them. And it's like, at first, it's like nothing happened, obviously, because he came out normal. And then weird hairs started growing out of him. And
His
then,
strength doubled and he's
yeah,
like,
he was
oh
getting
my God.
angry. Yeah. No, I really like the fly. I don't really have much else to say about it. It's just like, that was good as fuck.
It was really good. I do kind of want to watch the original from like the 50s,
See how
58.
different it is, or if it's like similar at all in the first place, but
I have seen like one clip from it where they use the teleporter and he comes out with like a fly head. And it was like, oh, like I feel, I don't know. We'll just.
maybe that's the version where it's as goofy as fuck and he just turns to fly.
Then he shrinks.
Yeah,
But.
I was expecting him to shrink. But then he just was a big fucking fly. Big nasty fly.
What a nasty guy.
Yep.
Nasty fly.
Right, last one for this video.
This movie, I don't think I'd seen before. And it was really about the journey. We have Insidious.
It's a 9 out of 10. That's number 11.
Insidious. It was, like I said, the journey to figuring out, like, okay, what's happening with the boy? And they had to like hire all these people, and this time, like, the dad is the non-believer, even though it happened to him as a child.
Yeah, which was a good turn. Forgot to talk about that, but that was probably the best part of the movie, honestly, for me. It was like the fact that he was also like a dream walker or whatever they called it. So
And then him having to like dive in and go save him himself. It was a little like soul.
yeah, it was weird because like I think Insidious came out before The Conjuring. I could be wrong. I think The Conjuring came out in like 2012 or something. I'll look it up
Think
real quick.
Insidious was 2010.
Insidious was definitely 2010. I don't know what The Conjuring is though. Because obviously,
Patrick.
Conjuring 2013.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Wilson, obviously, two huge movies like for the time. He goes from being like a skeptic, like kind of like a wussy baby in this one that didn't want to do anything to like Ed Warren in the
Like the
next
most
movie.
confident ghost
Yeah.
hunter
Yeah,
ever.
no. So it was kind of a cool turn. So, yeah.
It kind of suffered from, oh, I've seen this guy once. I'm not really scared of him anymore. Like, you see the devil guy once, and it's like, eh. Like, whatever. Like, he's not really. We've seen him. We've been exposed to him. It's whatever now. But it was just one of those movies where it's like, what's happening? Like,
Yeah.
what is wrong with this child? And, then they had to, like, it was a little predictable when they moved houses. I was like, that's not gonna work, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, it's the child. I'm sorry. But they had so much, like, depth with this child. And then the other child, like, nothing happened. And that was another one of my gripes. Like, there was no lore to the other child. He was just like the older brother.
Kind of disappeared randomly too during the movie, which is weird,
They're
but
like, oh, he's at Nana's house. And then Nana comes in. It's like,
okay,
okay.
so where is he now? I don't know, maybe a second movie explains it more. There's like five
I was gonna
Insidious
say, there's a lot of
movies
Insidious
because
movies.
the most recent one just came out, so which actually brought everyone back, so it's...
But yeah, crazy devil demon guy trying to take host of this family's body and crazy grandma stalker.
It also gave birth to fucking the Tiptoe song being scary,
Yeah.
because that song was in SpongeBob, and everyone was like, oh, it's a fun song. But now it's like a scary song. Gave birth to probably like one of the like most sought after like jump scares of like the red guy being behind him or whatever, just like
Yeah.
just staring at him. Like, yeah, no, there's some solid jump scares in that movie,
Yeah,
so.
the jump scare timing was pretty good because it's like usually you can kind of figure out when they're coming because it's just like a feeling you get.
Yeah.
It's like it appears and then it's like one, two, three, jump scare. It's like,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, I felt it there.
Yeah.
But in this movie it was like one, two, three, no jump scare. Four, five, six, no jump scare, seven, jump scare. Like
Yeah.
it was this weird timing they had, so that was definitely a plus for me. And then the crew that they brought in the psychic getting absolutely clapped by Patrick, possessed Patrick, was like, it's like it's not over yet. I'm
Yeah.
mad.
Obviously, it left us on a big cliffhanger for the second movie,
Yeah.
so
Which,
we'll
I
watch
mean
eventually,
they
hopefully.
couldn't make like a 4-hour movie. It feels like a story they wrote and they're like, oh, we can only film like half of this. So
Yeah.
but yeah, that's Insidious. Solid movie. I really liked it.
All right, my last movie of this ranking with another movie with an 8 out of 10, tied with The Fly. I like this one a bit more, was actually Black Christmas. I really fucking liked Black Christmas,
Yeah.
actually. I really enjoyed it. Like you said, my favorite part about the whole movie is they never revealed the killer. They just showed his eye once. And by the end, you're like, oh, it's probably the boyfriend, 'cause he's being sus as fuck. But like, then he dies, and then it's he's still kind of there after the fact. Like, you can kind of hear him walking around and shit. But like, it's just like the fear of like, damn, this dude's just like in the house, just taking him out one by one.
Yeah.
The first girl gets bagged.
She does, and then she's just looking out the window,
Yeah, the
and no one
entire
ever
movie.
finds
And
her.
it's like the iconic poster where she's just in a rocking chair, like with a bag over her head now.
Yeah.
The fucking like house girl, like the girl that takes care of the house, older girl,
Oh, yeah.
alcoholic
The
as fuck.
alcoholic, yeah.
Every 2 seconds she had that bottle out. And she obviously ended up finding him, but then she died, so I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Clapped.
The guy that had an absolute fucking panic attack and destroyed his piano was interesting.
Yeah,
Can't remember if that's the boyfriend. It might be the
it is
boyfriend.
the hissy
So
fit.
yeah, dude was just throwing in hissy fit. And like, wasn't she like pregnant or like something like
She got
that? Yeah, that
pregnant
was
and
the
he
whole
wanted to
thing.
keep it. She
She
didn't.
didn't want to keep it.
Yeah.
Big conflict there.
Yep.
Which back in the day, I feel like that was less common. I feel like most families would just have the baby back then, so I bet that was a weird
Yeah.
thing for them, 'cause yeah. But yeah, no, it was a fun movie. Christmas horror movie, kind of fun. Like, yeah, no. I enjoyed Black Christmas. I don't really have much else to say about it. It was just like,
It's really good.
it just felt so classic, and like,
Yeah.
it just, yeah, it was so good. So, yep. That's the video.
That's our 20 to 11.
Yep. So
Take
next video will be our top 10.
out of 50.
So we're getting to the big boys, big hitters. So
Yeah.
make sure you're tuned in for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know how you felt about the movies we ranked today. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
Goodbye.